For more than 50 years, my next guest had the feeling that he didn't quite fit in. Whether in school, at work, or while in a relationship, Renier de Smit came back to the same question, what's wrong with me? He turned to therapists over the years for answers, but in the end, it was a job producing a video series for a professor at Queen's University that prompted a major aha moment. Later today, Renier de Smit will tell his story at a Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder Symposium. It's hosted by a local organization called ABLE2. For a preview, we've reached Renier at his home just outside of Kingston. Good morning.
Good morning, Hallie.
Thank you very much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
That video series that I mentioned that you were hired to work for was about fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Can you tell me about that moment when you began to suspect that you might be living with it yourself?
I sure can. I was working with my producer at the time, Susan Kobus, and we were editing the series for the NeuroDevNet for Queen's University. And as I'm doing all this editing and all these different teachers, professors, doctors, I thought, gee, this is like I'm editing my own life. Mm-hmm. And Sue, she just kind of caught something, and she's kind of looked at me funny, and she started asking me a couple questions, and that just kind of started clicking that, oh, hold it. There's something to look into here. So that started about almost a 2.5-year journey to the diagnosis. Answered a lot of questions for me.
Like what?
Well, I guess that question about what's wrong with me, it's one of those things. Usually that question was always coming at me, what's wrong with you? And part of the trick is that I didn't know. I'm asking, I don't know. But once the diagnosis was in place, it was like, kind of like the magic key. I could literally hold up my card that just had the letters FASD on it and go, that's the answer. And it's not as an excuse, but it really helped the conversation come around to finding more, adapting my behavior and the other person's ability to work with me towards co-abilities that supported the way I'm wired versus always trying to get my wiring to do something that it just doesn't do.
Your diagnosis wasn't something that happened overnight. It took several years. I'm wondering whether the people that you worked with had ever seen someone your age come to them with looking for some kind of explanation.
I think it was in there when really I was, this was all back in the mid 90s, 90, 95, 96. The mid-10s, at the time, there was a lot of focus on kids, and rightfully so. A lot of behavioral stuff comes up in the school systems and that. So they kind of knew that there would be adults out there, but their focus was on kids. So it's only in the recent last half decade or so that we're realizing so many adults have survived their youth with FASD, and now they're dealing with being an adult with it, and it's a whole different set of challenges.
And now in hindsight, having that diagnosis in hand, what comments from teachers during your school days started to make more sense, knowing that you are on the spectrum?
My mom and I loved sharing when we went over this. It was, you know, Rainier would be an awesome student if he'd only focus. You know, Rainier is very social. In fact, he's too social. Rainier seems to not understand that there are others in the class and he needs to share the space with them. Rainier would do much better if he could, learn his multiplication tables, memory type stuff and that. So those kind of things.
People who live with FASD often face stigma, and so can their birth mom, since the disorder is caused by brain damage that occurs after parental exposure to alcohol. I understand your mom has since passed away, but what was it like for you to work up the courage to talk to her about it?
Well, it was real interesting because my mom, I was born in 59, so that's way back in the day when doctors would still have their feet up on the desk talking to the mom, saying, yeah, a glass of wine would be good for you and the baby. It was a different time. And so my mom, when I first asked her, did you drink? Because she was never a drinker in my mind. And she said, oh, no. And I thought, well, that shoots that down. But after I knew that she drank, I mean, I remember the weekend parties with martini parties with the neighbors. And when I talked to her about that, she says, oh, of course we did that. And I says, well, did you do that when I'm pregnant? Well, yeah. And so, again, this kind of, it's not almost like a stigma or a preconceived notion that a mother who has a FASD child is an alcoholic or has a problem drinking. It's not true at all. My mom would have a martini with the girls, a couple of them, every Saturday. Not heavy drinking at all. Yet the bullet hit me. It's a lot of Russian roulette in this sometimes for casual drinkers. But that's why we say no drinking for a pregnant mother, because you just don't know where that, you know, that one six pack of beer at the wrong part of your, the wrong trimester might pull the trigger, right?
And
so my mom wasn't a drinker, but she did drink.
And after you had that diagnosis and you talked to her about this, did she ever connect the dots for herself? Did she ever, you know, I don't know how to describe that, but did she ever say, I wish I hadn't had a martini weekend?
Yeah. So that's a great question, Hallie. So, because a lot of people, you know, were worried that, you know, oh gosh, you're going to shame your mom and stuff like that. No, we talked this through quite a bit. I was really blessed. I didn't have a great first 50 years with my mom, but the last 10 were very awesome. And we talked a lot about this, and she felt really bad that this had affected my life. She felt really bad that they didn't know how to raise me. It was very frustrating to be my parents, but I was able to get across to them how hard it was for me to be their kid. So there was a lot of peace made. But my mom, at the end, there was no guilt. She knew that she didn't sit down and go, how can I mess up my kid? Now, and then the other thing really important, Hallie, I want to say, though, there were gifts in this. I'm a creative individual. I was doing editing videos as a creative probably because I didn't take the regular path down the middle.
Right.
You know, so again, I always say there's always gifts hidden in any disability, and I think it's very important. Any advocates out there remind people that this is taken away, perhaps, but this you got to find the thing that you were given in exchange. So
thank
my
you.
Mom got that at the end.
Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and I really appreciate your time.
Hallie, I really appreciate speaking. Thanks for the chance to do so.
Rainer DeSmit lives on the fetal alcohol disorder spectrum. One of the speakers at Able to Symposium on FASD gets underway at 9 o'clock this morning. For details, you can head over to their website, able2.org. That's the number two, I should point out. We're going to tweet out a link from @OttawaMorning.